Well, we're going to talk Christmas this morning, and it's not Christmas around these parts without the lights down by Elliot, Jack Baird, who puts up all those lights and all those decorations and displays each and every year that so many folks enjoy, is with us here this morning. Jack, how are you this morning?
Oh, real good.
Well, good. I know you've I know you've been hard at work here lately. You haven't had much time to talk to anybody here lately, have you?
No, it's a full-time job getting these things to function like they should. They can be real contrary. Right at the present moment, we're putting our Ferris wheel together, which we added last year, among other things. But anyway, it's quite a little piece of equipment that is, I think, a lot of people enjoy looking at. And but it isn't any fun to work with and get ready and run. We found that out in short order.
Well, they're all a challenge. Most people, when they go to put lights out one year to the next, find they're all balled up and tied up in knots. Is it that? Do you have the same problem?
Oh, yeah, we have that kind of a problem. And you got a lot of them that something's happened to them. I don't know how it does, but something will happen to them. And we have to throw them away and get another set after you've had some made up special for something.
Yeah.
They get frayed, and you don't want to take any chances with them. We have problems. One of our little problems that aggravates us is rodents out in the field will grab our cords and bite them right in two, and then we have a little failure when they do that.
Boy, some folks have that on their shrubbery at home, too, and with all the lights that you have, that just makes it that much more complicated.
Oh, yeah. You get up in thousands and thousands of them. It takes a little bit of time to do it, but I guess we wouldn't do it if we didn't like to do it.
Yeah.
It can make us all get a little sort of contrary to each other sometimes after a day of doing it, while we feel kind of stressed out.
Well, this is a real family affair for you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Myself and Sandy, my companion, and my sons, Chris and Kurt, we work on it a lot. Chris is one of my big helpers, and I think Sandy's about the crew guy. Well, my wife passed away some years ago, and I met Sandy later. And she enjoys doing Christmas lights. I'm lucky I found somebody that does.
Yeah.
But anyway, she really has done a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, I remember talking to you after your wife had passed some years ago, and there was a little bit of doubt about whether you'd even do it again. But, I think around here people would feel like Christmas is a little bit different if they didn't have that light display to visit.
Yeah, I think they probably would. Well, the problem is I'm getting kind of old anymore. I guess I'm lucky to be able to do it. I don't enjoy climbing as much as I do. Used to didn't mind it, but anymore I let somebody a little younger do a lot of that.
Well, didn't
kinda
you
helps out.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that you have was it a son-in-law that's it's an electrician?
Yeah, he is, and he helps too, and we have all kinds of family fun when we do these things. And so anyway, but we own our own bucket truck, so we can kind of work out of that, and that helps quite a bit.
Yeah.
Climbing on ladders, I threw that idea out after doing it for quite a while. I decided to get some equipment if you're going to go up in the air all the time.
Yeah. Jack, I'm sure you get asked these questions a lot over the years, but how did you ever get started?
I guess because my kids wanted Christmas lights, and, I've been doing this 40 years, and had an opportunity, went to a sale one day, and a guy had passed away, and had a Christmas display, and I bought the whole thing, actually, and we brought it home, started putting it up, and next thing we knew, cars were going by, and Chris, my younger son at that time, he got interested in it, and he'd work on it all the time, and still works on it the whole time, and we just kept expanding it, and the kids enjoyed doing it, so one thing leads to another, and I'm always thinking about when I'm going to quit doing them, but then we add some other big item, and we decided we better do it a few more years.
Well, you've been fortunate here recently because the weather's been pretty good. I suppose some years you haven't been so lucky.
Yeah, I don't know how we have been. There for a few years, it was one blizzard after another, I think about 4 or 5 years ago. Because we got some pictures of climbing through snowdrifts trying to put stuff up. In fact, we'd have to get the loaders out and clear off an area to put it up. And I don't miss that at all. I kind of miss the rain, though, in the summertime. Wasn't a too great crop this year, you know, due to the dry weather. But
right.
Sure don't miss them snowdrifts.
Well, I'm sure you're one of the favorite customers of the electric company there. And do you get a lot of donations when folks go by? I know you put the box out for folks to make donations and stuff. Are they pretty generous helping you out?
A lot of times they are, yeah. I don't know. It goes from year to year. I don't know why or what causes it. But, you know, in general, it helps us a lot. We put every penny of it back into something to, you know, like last year we added a Ferris wheel, and we added a merry-go-round at all turns. And some of those items aren't real cheap.
No, no. Do you buy a lot of those things, or do you make some of those things?
We make a lot of it. We buy some of it if we can find what we want. And sometimes somebody calls us and said, hey, we've got a certain kind of a decoration. Would you be interested in buying it, or we'll give it to you or something? Usually we end up buying them. But we make a lot of different things. Of course, we got an old combine. That's all we do with it. It just is decorated. And, in fact, we're just getting it finished up. And this year, we finally got we got modernized enough that we've got a heated workshop, so big enough to put a full any combine in it. So we take it in there and work on it and get the lights so they stay where they're supposed to stay.
Sure. Sure. Do you come up with a lot of these ideas on your own, or do you get them from other people?
Oh, we come up with them. Actually, Sandy is full of ideas on stuff like that, and she really helps me get that kind of stuff the way we want it. In fact, she spends all of her spare time since she retired at working on lights and getting them ready to go. It's just a big family hobby.
Yeah. Do you ever get other people that'll stop by because they've enjoyed it so many years and said, hey, is there anything I can do to help you get set up?
Oh, once in a while. But, you know, for somebody on the outside to come in and do something, it's kind of hard because they don't know where anything goes. Or we've had people want to come out and help. That's so fine.
Yeah.
But usually it's done by our family or sometimes a few of the neighbors. Come along and help us too.
Yeah, you'd spend more time explaining to them how to do it and where to do it than if you just did it yourself.
Yeah, I could get it done pretty much quick.
Yeah.
Well,
I know we've seen a lot of changes in technology over the years, LED lights and different things. Have you guys made some changes along that way, lines too?
Oh, we've changed, went to the LEDs on about everything we can think of because of the amount of electricity they save and the fact that there's no heat with them. That's, you know, you don't have to worry about to get them kind of doubled over somewhere, they're going to get hot. Some of those lights, if you don't get them strung just right, can create quite a little heat in a given area.
You bet.
And keeps the meter turning just a little bit slower, though the LEDs too.
You bet. Well, I know we've had a lot of calls here at the station about when the lights are going on. It's coming up this weekend, right?
Yep, December the 8th. At dark, I guess that's about 5 o'clock or 5:30 now, I'm sure they won't all work right the first night or two either.
Well.
So I guess people probably won't get to see everything the first night, but if they come back by, which a lot of them seem to do, we got a couple items we're kind of working on that we're hoping to get out, you know, sometime in the next week or so.
Sure.
But waiting for some things to make them with, I guess.
You bet.
I'm not going to tell you what they are, but we think it ought to be kind of cute if we get it done.
All right. So you'll have to come by to see.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way.
Great.
They'll run through New Year's Day, and then they'll be on until 11 o'clock every night.
Okay. 11 o'clock every night. Perfect.
Yep.
Well, very good. Well, folks, we'll look forward to that coming up then this Saturday night, December 8th. The lights at the Jack Baird Farm near Elliott will go on for the first time, and a lot of folks will be lining up to see them. Jack, thanks a lot for all that you do, and hope you and your family have a great Christmas.
Okay, thanks a lot.